so glad that all of you are here today as we celebrate All Saints Day in the church. There are a few announcements that I would like to call to your attention before we begin our worship service. If you will look on the back of your bulletin, there's a calendar, and I would like for you to pay attention to what's happening and when it's happening. But there are two that I particularly want to call to your attention. One is the Hanging of the Greens planning meeting, which is at 4 o'clock this afternoon as we begin to get the holiday season underway and the activities and the preparation for the church for the holidays. Also, the Holiday Missions Bazaar. That's next Saturday. I understand we have about 40 plus vendors and people who will be presenting things that they have, and will give you a wonderful opportunity to get your start on the Christmas shopping. So do take into consideration the time. It's from 10 to 3 next Saturday, and there are going to be all sorts of options and opportunities that will be available. We've got them in both the fellowship hall and the gym. So do make a note, put that on your calendar. Also, if you had read your newsletter this week, you noticed that there are two circles that are going to be meeting together this week. Do make a note, pay attention, because they're going to be doing something a little bit different. Also, the gathering this week. We had a wonderful session last week dealing with healthy sleep and how important sleep is for us. This next week, we're going to be talking about diabetes and the things that we can do not only to treat it, but also how we may prevent it. This is really important for parents of children who are helping them with their eating habits. So I call that to your attention as an excellent program on Wednesday night. Do mark that on your calendar. Now, let us continue to worship as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Will all of you who are able please stand and join us in this morning's call to worship? How many voices have sung in this place? How many tears have fallen in this place? How many Lord's prayers have echoed in this place? These walls echo with the heartbeats of ancestors and friends. Love and high aspiration, grief and adoration live in these walls. Their yearning toward God lives in these walls. Echoing in us.
Me, please, the invocation as printed in your bulletin. Generous and gracious God, we give you thanks for those who have gone before us, who now belong to the communion of saints. We thank you for ordinary persons with laughter in their eyes and kindness in their deeds. We thank you for common ones
with compassionate hearts
and listening ears. We thank you for the holy ones who saw light in the midst of darkness and potential when others saw dead ends. We thank you for strong ones who remain faithful in times of crisis, who endure suffering yet remain joyous, who fought for justice when they could have chosen comfort. Help us walk in the shadow of the saints who go before us, now and always. Amen. And joining together in our affirmation of faith, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the Revelation to John, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. Hear this reading of God's Word. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, blessing God and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from? I said to him, Sir, you are the one that knows. Then he said to me, For these are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship Him day and night within His temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Gospel lesson this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Please stand, if you are able, for the reading of this gospel. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
As we prepare our hearts and our minds to enter into a time of intercessory prayer, we do ask you to be in prayer for those who are listed in our prayer concerns and for those that you know within your own heart and needs. We pray that God will hear you as you make your own confessions and your own prayers to God during this time. Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Holy God, as we pause before you on this All Saints' Day to give thanks again to you for all those who have journeyed before us, for the life that they lived, for the testimonies that they proclaimed, Holy God, we humbly remember them this day. And each family member who has come here, our friend, to celebrate this time together, we pray, Almighty God, for your richest blessings to fall upon them, that they indeed will embrace this faith that was once delivered to the saints, pull it dear to themselves, and proclaim it as their own, and join in this march of faith to proclaim Christ as King and Lord of Lords. Holy God, we come to you again today and thank you for the peace and for the joy that we celebrate as we journey toward the Promised Land. On that day when we'll all be together in one big family and fellowshipping at the table that has been spread before us, where the Lord of Lords is a host, where he will bid us to take our seats, and there we will enjoy fellowship with our Lord and with those who have gone before us for ages unending. Again, dear God, we come to you for those this morning who are hurting, for those who have lost loved ones, for those who are hurting physically in our preparation for surgery, who today are here worshiping with us. And yet their bodies are not quite as good as they would like for it to be. Holy God, let your holy presence touch each one in the area of their greatest need, whether it is emotional or spiritual or physical. We pray for those who are answering the call of our country to go into harm's way, for those who serve our community and ride our highways and byways, for those in leadership in civil government, and those in leadership within the church. Dear God, guide us in a clear path of peace and of harmony. Let us always be prepared to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, praying as always as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Let us pray. Holy God, as we come before your altar, with these gifts that have been given by your people, Holy God, we sanctify these gifts for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, both here at home and around the world, for the furtherance of the maintenance of Main Street and Greenwood in our area as we reach out to men and women and boys and girls with the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless these gifts. Bless the giver and those who have not and those who chose not to give. Bless all for the furtherance of this gospel we proclaim. In Christ's name, amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
Good morning. Did everybody enjoy getting an extra night's sleep last night? Hey, Carly. I know I didn't either. Even though I got an extra hour, I still wanted to sleep some more. You didn't sleep at all last night? Maybe you should take a nap this afternoon, you think? I bet Mommy would take a nap with you if you wanted to. Well, just like last night, we got to get an extra night of sleep if we knew about it. Hey, guys, listen. The same way that we get to make that choice if we wanted to sleep late this morning or if we wanted to get up early and have an extra hour to watch TV or to read a book or play or spend time with our parents. Every day God gives us choices, and we can choose to be kind. We can choose to listen. We can choose to obey. We can choose to be forgiving. We can choose to be peacemakers, like we read about in our scripture this morning. We can choose to follow directions and obey our parents or our teachers, even if it's not what we want to do, but it's what we should do. And we can share with our friends. We can choose to make it a great day. And Jesus asks us in the book of Matthew to be all of those things that we heard about in our scripture this morning. And he also tells us to be the salt and the light in the world. And so when we add salt to our food, what happens to our food? No, it's salty and it gives it more flavor, right?
And it's yummy.
Mm-hmm. So if I have a baked potato and I don't put anything on it, it doesn't really have a whole lot of flavor. But if I add some salt and pepper to it, maybe some cheese, then it's going to have a lot of flavor and it's going to taste better to me. And that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be that salt in our lives and in the lives of the people that we spend time with, so that we can make their life better and we can make their life more interesting and have more flavor by following the scripture that we read about and about being kind and loving and gentle. Yes, ma'am.
Did
I am so glad you and Anderson do everything like you should. Miss Margaret does not do everything like she should. Miss Margaret needs forgiveness sometimes, but I'm glad you always make the right choice. That is very good, Wakefield. I'm not a bit surprised. Okay, so Sam's got a flashlight in his hand, and What's the purpose of the flashlight? Cece? To give light in the dark. But if we don't actually turn the flashlight on, then does it really serve a purpose? No, it really doesn't. So that's what we have to remember, is that we can be the light, we can be the flashlight, but we have to actually turn Jesus on in our lives, just like you turn the flashlight on to actually shine that light and to be the salt and to be the light in other people's lives. I'm not going to let you turn it on because it will blind people. But okay, so do you see the light that it's shining now? Can you see that light on the carpet and on the boxes and all of that? It's very bright, isn't it? And so if you were in a very dark place, no, sit down. If you were in a very dark place, then it would be helpful to have that light, wouldn't it? So when we think about the world and how there's a lot of sin in the world, and maybe there are people that aren't making the choices that they should, we can be that light by making those good choices that Jesus wants us to be. And think about on Monday when y'all were out trick-or-treating and it got dark as we were trick-or-treating. Did it get darker and darker when you were out with your friends? And what happened to the pumpkins on the porches, Wakefield? Oh, that's an excellent idea, to use like a glow up spider or a glow up necklace or a stick or something. That was great. Yeah. That's very good, because you need to have that light, right? So you can see where you're going. Very good. And just like it was dark outside when we were trick-or-treating, the light from those pumpkins, from those jack-o'-lanterns on our porches got brighter and brighter. And that's what Jesus wants us to be, the light of the world. And he wants our light to shine so bright every day. And we can do that by making those good choices and being forgiving and kind and gentle, just like we read about in the scriptures, okay? All right, so let's say a quick prayer. Y'all can repeat after me, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us so much that you trust us to be your light in the world, and help us to be that salt and light by making good choices each day. Choices that honor you. Amen.
My heart.
may be seated. All Saints Sunday. The Sunday, I understand that John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, looked forward to and enjoyed more than any other Sunday of the year. It was a time, he said, when we embrace this faith that has been handed to us and affirm that our lineage joins with that of Abraham and of Isaac, of Jacob, David, Matthew, Mark. It joins with those throughout the scriptures and those that we prepare to honor today. When I first read the Beatitudes, I said to my staff, I said, how can the Beatitudes be appropriate for All Saints Day? And then as I began to research and to reflect on these Beatitudes, I thought about these saints who have lived before us. And I read again, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. And I began to think about all those individuals that I have known in my journey of faith that exemplify these Beatitudes. And I realized that somewhere along the way that someone taught me that of myself there was nothing good enough to merit that I receive eternal life. It's only when I confess that I was poor. Poor in spirit. Poor within my own capabilities, that I did not have enough resources that I needed a Savior. And I needed to surrender myself to Christ. And today, if you are a believer, then you too embrace that story that was told to you by some saintly person at some time in your journey of faith. Blessed are those who mourn. Young man was told, telling the story about going to his aunt's house. And at various times, sometimes late in the evening or at night, the phone would ring. He said it would be sometimes a missionary from some far off land who was calling to his aunt because she was one who would pray. He said, in those wee hours, in the other bedroom, he could hear his aunt as she would get on her knees, and she would begin to pray for this missionary's needs, whatever they were. But she was a person who prayed. And he realized that there were people who needed her prayers and how meaningful those prayers were to him as he grew in his faith. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In this corrupt world that we live in, they are those who proclaim that there is a right way to live, that we live with integrity, that we don't get pushed aside by the cares of this world, that we make a decision, and that decision is to be a faithful child of God. Blessed are those who are hungry for the things of God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Many of us can think about those who have done us wrong. Sometimes those memories come charging back to me. And I can remember those times when I have said, Lord, I forgive them. And in many times sharing with my own children about anger and resentment, and I will say to them, and just who is that anger and that poison and that unforgiveness and all that? Just who is it affecting? Who is it outside of your body that this is touching? In reality, it's you or me when we do not forgive that poison festers. It's a whole lot better to be merciful. It's a whole lot better to be forgiving. Blessed are the peacemakers. The story was told, it was several years after the Civil War, and the veterans of Gettysburg, both North and South, were assembled there on that hallowed ground. It said they called for the men who had been a part of Pickett's charge to come from both sides and to do a reenactment, and said they came, North and South, on their crutches, hobbling as they could from their wounds. They came and they gathered. The command came to charge, and they went hobbling toward each other. But they said they weren't hobbling in anger and hostility. They were hobbling toward one another with tears in their eyes. Tears running down both North and South's faces as they came to each other and they fell in the arms of one another, and hugging and embracing and caring and loving and realizing that even though they had fought that horrendous battle, that after all, they were brothers in arms. They were brothers together. Story is told, an only person who really wants a war is one who's never been in one. What does it mean in our day and age and in our church, in our communities, to dare to be a peacemaker? Blessed are those who are persecuted. The Christian faith really began to grow when the Christians were persecuted. It is said about 50 years after the life of Christ. 50 years as the Roman Empire began to reach down into what is now France and Spain and that area. Emperor began to proclaim that he was deity and that all people should pay homage to him and to give sacrifices to him. The Christians would not do that. So anyone who would not give homage to the emperor were to be persecuted, burned at the stake, run through with the sword, fed to the lions. And said, something happened during that time when the calmness in the face of the Christians as they face the flames. The calmness in their face when they face the hungry lions. This was a faith that would not surrender to the sword. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Today we come together to honor those who have entered into eternal rest, who now rest from their labors. Their fruits are manifested by us who are here today. I share with you from the word and table a part of our communion liturgy when it says, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord. God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We heard a little bit this morning in that book of the Revelation that was written in about 50 years after Christ ascended, that was written by a man who was banished to the Isle of Patmos, banished there with all of those wicked, sick and sinful people, and somebody said he was God's man at God's time and God's place to receive the book of the Revelation that lets us see just a little bit to the other side. Join with me now in the bulletin, the litany for the saints. Lord God, by your grace, we are running a race. Patriarch and matriarchs, prophet and psalmist, disciples and evangelists, martyrs and saints. Lord God, by your grace, we are running a race. Loved ones now resting in you who guided us, nurtured and cared for us. Ancestors who worked and traveled, lived and died that we might be who we are, where we are, your precious children in this community of believers.
We thank you for their example. We praise you for their lives of faith.
Lord God, by your grace, we are running a race. Family members and members of this congregation, fellow believers in every country, every denomination, friends who help guide and uplift us, children of your family, sheep of your fold, saints of your redeeming. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. Looking to Christ, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, I would like to make mention that there is one saint whose name will not be listed here. She joined the Church Eternal last night. This morning at 3 o'clock, Billy Harley, she passed away at 3 o'clock, and her funeral will be at graveside on Tuesday. As we read the names of these saints, we invite the family members to come and to light a candle in their memory. James Hayden Iglehart, Mary Hartzog Barra, Olin H. Buck Lawson, Sally Johnson Civil, William Hughes Nicholson Jr., Richard C. Bud Engvall, Jack V. Taylor, Joe Thomas Gallagher, Genevieve Taylor Poe, Riley Ficklin Watson, James William Britt, Ruth Mary Stark, Edwin Byard Moore, Elizabeth Gray Scurry Charles. Glenn Howard Burkhart. Emily Foster Haskin. James Alvin Barmore Sr. Carolyn Bryn Bobolin. Sarah Ann Milford Stewart. Anna Hurt Painter. Stanley F. Miller. I invite you now to stand with me as we sing How Firm a Foundation, number 529.
Thank you.
Benediction is found in your bulletin. It is a responsive benediction. May the love of the Father enfold us.
May the wisdom of the Son enlighten us.
May the fire of the Spirit kindle us.
May the